What's up, everyone? Welcome back to my channel, the number one place for new coaches, content creators, and entrepreneurs. Now, often on my Instagram account, I'm always polling you guys, asking what type of content you want to see here on my channel. Specifically, a common request that I always get is for me to talk about brand deals and sponsorships. And as someone who has been on both sides of the table, meaning I've been the influencer who's worked with brands and who has been contacted by brands, and also as someone who's worked in corporate, having PR experience and working with influencers and choosing which influencers to partner with myself, I know a thing or two when it comes to landing brand deals. That's why if you want to learn the 5 tips and pieces of advice that I have for you, especially if you are a smaller influencer wanting to work with bigger brands and getting paid for it, then keep on watching. Now, the first piece of advice that I have for you is gonna sound a little bit elementary, but bear with me because it's so important. And that is focus on building a real audience first. Now, I hate to start the video with some tough love here, but I think it has to be said because I cannot count the amount of times that people have reached out to me asking for advice on how they can make money, how they can get paid by these big companies when they themselves do not even have a real audience or community that is willing to stick around for their free content. Because think about it, what makes you think that you have the right to demand money from these brands when you yourself have not made the effort or put in the time to cultivate a true tribe yourself? Because at the end of the day, these companies want to work with you not because they like you, not because of how passionate you are, not because how much you love their products, but they want to work with you to access your audience. They want your audience to buy their products. And if your audience doesn't even trust you enough or doesn't even like you enough to engage with your own free content, what makes you think that they're going to support the company that you promote? Beyond this, companies nowadays are getting smarter and smarter, especially in the world where everyone can buy followers, everyone can buy fake engagement. They are starting to do their due diligence in ensuring that the influencers that they're working with is truly going to generate them an ROI, a return on investment. That's why if you truly want to be successful in landing paid brand deals and paid sponsorships and build a strong reputation for yourself as a valued influencer or a content creator, you need to focus your time and energy on building a real audience. Now, if you need help on building this audience, make sure you check out these two videos that I have right here, regardless if it's for Instagram or for YouTube, because I go way more in depth in the other videos that I have on this channel. That being said, I also want you to pay attention. I never said that you need a big audience. I said that you needed a real audience. So don't go thinking that you need to go buy followers, go buy, you know, whatever, use a bot, because at the end of the day, the trend is going towards quality over quantity. That's why even as a small influencer, as long as your tribe is real and loyal, brands are still willing to pay for that. And the reason why, if you're a small or mid-level influencer, you're still gonna get a good advantage over the larger influencers is because data has shown time and time again that the larger influencers, as they grow, their engagement rates drop and also their audience becomes diluted as well. And what I mean by the audience being diluted is no longer do you have 100% of your following only in North America, but you're gonna have an international audience. You're gonna have audience members from France, from Sweden, from Africa, all these different places because now you are internationally known. However, a lot of the brands in North America, they want to work with influencers that have a very strong following in North America that is eligible to buy their products. If you're in North America, but 30% of your audience comes from France and then the other 20% comes from Russia, then you're going to be less attractive to those brands because half of the people in your audience aren't even eligible to buy their products. Now, of course, brands are still willing to work with bigger internationally known influencers because they have the brand exposure, but when it actually comes to converting sales, it is beneficial to be a smaller or mid-sized influencer that has a way more targeted audience. So please don't be discouraged if you don't have 200,000 followers. You're still going to be able to leverage your value with these brands. And we're going to talk about that a little later in this video. But for now, let's hop into the second piece of advice that I have for you, and that is to have a clear niche. Now, on this channel, I've already hammered in the fact on why having a niche is important. And if you missed the videos, I talk a lot about it in this video right here, and also in this video right here. So make sure you check it out to get the full scope. But I'm going to say it again, having a niche really does come to your advantage, especially when it comes to landing paid brand sponsorships. Like I said earlier in this video, brands want to work with you, not really because of you, but because of your audience. And if you can guarantee that your audience is the perfect fit for that brand, they're going to be willing to partner with you again, and they're also going to be willing to compensate you. Let me give you an example. My channel or my brand has a very clear niche. niche. I do things centered around entrepreneurship, starting a business, social media, and all of that. And because I'm very consistent with the content that I deliver, I'm naturally going to attract that type of audience who is also interested in entrepreneurship, starting a business, and leveraging social media. As a result, about 80% or even almost 90 to 100% of my audience members I know are guaranteed to enjoy these type of topics. And that's gonna allow me to leverage myself a lot better with brands that are looking for this type of demographic. This is why on my channel, you'll see me recommending a lot of business software companies, a lot of services that are actually beneficial to entrepreneurs, because these companies like to work with me because it's pretty much guaranteed that I have their ideal customer. On the flip side, if I didn't have a clear niche, and let's say I'm posting fashion videos, then beauty videos, then health videos, then relationship videos, I'm not gonna look as attractive to these brands because I'm not gonna be able to guarantee that 100%, 80%, or even 70% of my audience is going to convert or be interested in whatever I have to promote for this particular company. Because like I said earlier, the more that you can guarantee that there is a very good fit between all of your audience members plus this brand, the more chances that they're gonna say yes to partnering with you, to compensating you, and to working with you. That's why having a niche is very important. And I'm gonna give you a pro tip. If you are a very small influencer, I actually recommend niching down even more. And I know it sounds counterintuitive, but let me give you another example. Let's say you are a beauty influencer and you have less than 10,000 followers. If you choose to be a one size fits all, meaning that you do videos for everything and anything under the sun of beauty, it's gonna be a lot more harder for you to pitch to these companies on why you're the perfect fit. However, if you choose to niche down and instead of doing beauty for everyone, you're now focusing on doing beauty specifically for women who suffer with acne, you're then gonna be a lot more attractive to companies who also sell to this type of audience because you're basically guaranteeing that about 100% of your audience members are gonna be a perfect fit for the brand that you're thinking of working with. With that being said, if you're a small influencer and you don't have the vanity metrics to back you up like a big influencer would, niching down and being very clear on attracting a specific and targeted type of audience is gonna bring you more leverage when it comes to negotiating with these brands. Because at the end of the day, like I said earlier in this video, brands care about having a good return on investment. They wouldn't be paying you $1,000, $2,000, $100, doesn't matter, of dollars if they don't think that they're gonna make it back by having you promote their products. With that being said, let's talk about pitching. This leads me to the third tip that I have for you, and that is to be data driven. Now, back when I was working in corporate and I got the experience of doing public relations, I would get time and time again influencers that would email me occasionally asking for products because they love my brand so much and because they're trying to grow, and it was all about them. But they never really said about what they brought to the table or gave me stats and data of their audience members. Because as a brand, I don't just care about whether you like my products or not, but I wanna know whether or not your audience will love my products as well. And if you're not giving me the stats and you're not giving me the data for me to understand your audience demographics, how they convert, your engagement rates, your impression rates, all of that, then it's gonna be very hard for me to determine whether or not I wanna pay you or give you products. Now, to help you get started, here are a couple of ideas and data points that you can share with brands when you are negotiating or when you are pitching. For example, brands are gonna wanna know your demographic stats, okay? So what age range is your audience in? Are they mostly female or male? What are their general interests? What stage are they in their lives? So for example, majority of you guys are trying to start your businesses or you're trying to become content creators, you're trying to build something. And therefore, many of you are in the beginning stages. And that's why a lot of brands that I appeal to are also targeting you guys who are still building up and who are still probably going to need the software, the tech, the tools in place to help you grow your businesses. Be very specific on this audience type that you've attracted with your channel or with your platform. And like I mentioned earlier on in this video, location is very important as well. If you are pitching to a company that's in Canada, they're probably gonna wanna know whether or not majority of your audience is also in Canada as well. If you're pitching to a company in Germany, they're gonna wanna know whether or not majority of your audience is in Germany or not. That's why for me, I only work with brands that are in North America because 80% of my audience is from North America. Not only this, if you've ever had affiliate links, a really great thing to look at is your conversion rate or your click-through rates and leveraging this data to these brands saying, hey, whenever whenever I use an affiliate link, I have X amount of conversion. I have X percentage of a click-through rate. And that is higher than industry standards. So you know and you're guaranteeing that people actually buy from you. These are really great creative ways to leverage data in order to spin it and position yourself as someone of value. Not only this, you also want to consider whether or not you're on other platforms as well. Do you have an Instagram? Do you have a YouTube? Do you have a blog? Do you have an email list? Do you have a Facebook group? These are things that you can also leverage. And especially if you are a smaller on a certain platform, you can leverage your other platforms and increase the value as a whole. So let's say for me on Instagram, I have like 35,000 followers. And compared to an influencer that has 100,000 followers, I'm considered a lot smaller. However, I still charge a lot if I were to ever do something paid on my Instagram because I have an email list, I have a blog post, I have my YouTube channel, I have my own business, I have a very loyal following. There's all these other factors that jack up my prices because it's not just Instagram that you're looking at, you're also looking at my other platforms as well. Nowadays as well, because there's just so much fakeness on the internet, I always also like to attach my Social Blade stats to prove my authenticity. And this is something that I think is gonna be very beneficial and really shows your integrity if you straight up share your Social Blade stats with that brand so that you're letting them know that you are someone that they can trust and someone that is steadily growing. Now at this point in the video, as we're talking about data and stats, I also have another pro tip, especially for you smaller influencers out there. And that is instead of focusing on your followers, try to focus on your impression rate. And the reason why I say this is just because you have followers doesn't mean you have influence. And if you're actually measuring your success based on impressions, that's showing to these brands how many times your content was actually seen. Let me give you a concrete example. Now, we all know Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner, right? Not all of us actually needs to hit the follow button in order to see their content. Maybe some of us will actually creep their profile time to time and look at their content. Maybe we'll just see it on our explore feeds and all of that. That truly shows that Kylie Jenner and Kim Kardashian have a lot of influence because they're able to garner a lot of impression. We don't all have to follow them in order to see their content. And that's why I personally feel like impressions is a lot better of an indicator of how far your content actually goes. So all in all, what I'm trying to get at here when it comes to being data driven is you cannot just email a company and beg them for free product and beg them to pay you and talk all about me, 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 me. You gotta explain to them why they would benefit from having you on their team, from them having you as their influencer, as their brand ambassador. You really want to frame how you're going to be of value to someone, and the first way of doing this is by showing them the data. However, there's one thing of just throwing data in an email, and there's another of actually positioning yourself in a way that ties back to the company. The way you position yourself in a pitch is going to be the most important thing when it comes to landing these paid brand deals and sponsorships, because like I said earlier, you cannot just go into that email talking all about me, 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 me. You gotta be able to position yourself in a way that benefits the company. Just like going into an interview, you're not going in begging for the position. You're not going in talking all about how much this position is going to help you, how excited you are for all the trainings you're gonna get. Instead, you're gonna walk into this interview and tell them, hey, this is what I can do for your company. This is what you're gonna see. These are the results that you could get. These are the benefits of you actually hiring me. And that's gonna give you a bigger chance of actually landing the job versus sitting there talking about how the job is gonna benefit you. You always want to tie it back to the company every single time. Now, as you guys all know, I recently did a partnership with Blinkist in this video right here, and I'm gonna share with you a snippet of something that I had sent them in an email. I wrote, I have a niche channel of an audience that is dedicated to personal development, social media, and entrepreneurship. So right from the get-go, I'm explaining my audience interests. This means Blinkist will be getting targeted traffic from an audience that would genuinely care about your service. My community are those who care about their career development, and many of them aspire to start their own online businesses or become content creators that have businesses. This seems like it would be a good fit for Blinkist, considering those who read books frequently care about having a consistent upgrade of knowledge, yet have very little time to consume books in full, as they're either busy with their 9-to-5s or working on their business or doing both at the same time. So here I'm really tying back how my audience would specifically benefit a lot from learning more about Blinkist as a company and as a service. Another thing that I mentioned in this email is I wrote, as mentioned previously, the shelf life of a YouTube video is incredibly long, and seeing my channel has not yet matured or plateaued yet, I can only see it going up from here. This means there's going to be more prolonged visibility and exposure for Blinkist as the video continues to generate more targeted views and traction over time. So, what you've seen that I've done here is me compared to the other channels that Blinkist may partner with. Maybe they partner with channels that have, you know, over 100,000 subscribers, which I'm not there yet. I'm trying to really tell them why it's a huge benefit of working with me, because I'm still an up and coming YouTuber, and therefore I'm gonna have a lot more longevity with that video. So that's why the way that you position yourself is so important. And as a smaller influencer, it's gonna be really helpful if you master this skill. Now, the way that I pitch and position myself is going to be very different from the way that you pitch and position yourself. However, as you go through this journey of landing brand sponsorships or working towards landing brand sponsorships, you got to put your thinking hat on and ask yourself how exactly you can position yourself so that the company knows they're going to get massive benefits of working with you. Now, using an example that I mentioned previously, if you know that you're pitching to a company that sells in the US and has a predominantly female customer base and your stats match that, meaning that let's say 80% of your audience members are female and 80% of them also live in the United States, you're gonna wanna play that up. You're really gonna wanna highlight that. So all in all, what I'm trying to say is that having data is awesome. Having a clear niche is awesome. Having a real audience is awesome as well. But if you're not able to position yourself to communicate that value clearly to these companies, then it's gonna be a lot more harder for you to negotiate a premium rate. Which leads me to my next advice, and that is know your worth. When it comes to pricing, I know a lot of people stress about it, and so did I. I had no idea how much to charge for a video, how much to charge for a shout out, all this stuff. And because I have my own business, I'm not really someone who focuses a lot on brand deals in general. However, I can totally understand why this is a stressful topic. But at the end of the day, you gotta realize your worth. You gotta understand that these companies wanna work with you for a reason. They're there to use you as an advertising platform that otherwise would have costed them a lot if they used traditional advertising like TV, YouTube ads, and all of that. And that's why there is so much money to be made in the influencer space. Also, you gotta recognize that these brands are probably making a lot more money thanks to your recommendation, because your audience members are gonna end up buying the products that you shout out. For example, you'll notice that in my YouTube description box, I have a lot of affiliate links to Amazon. And to date, I've generated thousands of dollars for Amazon, yet I only see about 1% of the total sale. So that really goes to show that these companies are truly benefiting a lot from having your exposure. That's why when you're thinking about doing the rates of your packages, you gotta not only consider the fact that you're giving this company a lot of advertising exposure because of the trust that your audience has in you, but you also wanna factor in the amount of time it takes for you to produce that content in the first place. That's why I get so sad when I see people only making 20 bucks off of a post when they in fact spent the whole day of creating that post in the first place. You're basically making less than minimum wage at that point. That's why the first step when it comes to pricing is making sure that you at least have a solid benchmark. And the app that I recommend to do this is Social Bluebook. And I'm gonna share my screen and show you exactly how Social Bluebook works. It's a free app and you can also pay for it if you would like. It's a website that you can leverage that specifically looks at your engagement rates, looks at your following rates on any social media platform like YouTube or Instagram, and then it's gonna give you a range of what they suggest that you should charge, and they base this off of your competitors as well. So it's pretty solid in terms of having a benchmark. So let me share my screen and show you in depth what it looks like. Hey guys, right now I am on Social Bluebook. And as you can see, I've already created a profile. Just so that you guys know, Social Bluebook is something that you could use for free. Hey guys, sorry for this random pause in the video, but I realized as I was going through the screen flow, I actually didn't even explain what Social Bluebook is. Basically, it is a website that benchmarks against other influencers and industry rates so that it can give you an estimate of how much you should be charging for sponsorships per social media platform. With that out of the way, let's just get right back into the screen flow. However, if you choose to do it for free, you can only link one social media platform at a time. So if you wanted to see your stats for Instagram or stats for YouTube, you either have to pay so that you can add more accounts, or you can simply just create new accounts, which is kind of what I did. But basically, I want to quickly show you the interface for Social Blue Book. You go into your profile here. Once you've connected to your profile, you can then add your platforms. In my case, I've chosen to add my YouTube channel. And here you can see the amount of subscribers I have, the amount of views per video. And here it's going to show the suggested price. Then afterwards, what you can also do is choose the type of upload that you might be doing for that company. So if it's a dedicated upload, for me, it's telling me that my range is around 1,000 to 5,000. If it's just a shout out, it's also going to adjust the prices accordingly. And now you'll see that it goes from 500 to 1,000. You can also choose the month of upload for you. So if I'm going to collaborate with a brand in August, I could then click August, and it may or may not change the stats. But basically, this is a really handy tool for you to at least benchmark what rates you want to charge brands. Not only this, if you click more info, you're also going to be able to have a quick peek at all of your stats. But just so you know, a lot of these stats you can still get from your analytics on YouTube or on Instagram. So anyways, guys, this is a really awesome way to get a benchmark for free on how much you should be charging brands. Now, with that being said, let's go back into the video. Now, obviously, just because Social Blue Book is saying something doesn't mean that that has to be your rates. For me, I actually charge a lot more than what Social Blue Book suggests because of the other factors put into play. I'm someone that has my own business, and therefore, if I'm spending time to create assets and to create something for another company, that's taking time away from me actually building my own business. So I also factor in how much I would charge for my time on top of the exposure that I'm already giving this company. Not only this, for me specifically, I have a higher engagement rate both on YouTube and on Instagram compared to my competitors. I'm someone who is new and up and coming, which makes me even more attractive. And also, I have other platforms that I leverage as well, such as my Facebook group, my Instagram, my YouTube, my email list. I have a weekly blog post, I have a weekly newsletter, and therefore all of that combined is gonna jack up my value, like I mentioned earlier on in this video. So with that being said, using something like Social Blue Book is gonna give you a really solid base, but there's obviously other factors that you wanna put into play in order to jack up your prices and in order to get a better rate for yourself. Now, a common question that I get when it comes to sponsorships and brand deals is a lot of people don't wanna be a sellout. You don't want to sell too early to your audience. You don't want to make your audience feel uncomfortable. You don't want your audience to feel like you can be sold or that you can be bought by money. And that's why I want you to hit the notification bell, because in the next video, we're going to talk all about it. We're going to talk about when exactly is the right time to sell to your audience. For me, I didn't sell to my audience for half a year. And then afterwards, I started to talk about my own programs. And now I'm at a place where I finally feel comfortable enough to actually accept brand deals, because for a very long time, I've been approached by countless of companies and I've always turned them down because the trust that I have with you guys is so important. So that's why I want you to hit the notification bell, because the next video is going to be really important to make sure that you're doing brand deals and sponsorships in a very appropriate way. But not only this, you also know when is the right time to sell your own products and services, because at the end of the day, your brand and your business is going to be way more important than anyone else's business at all. So again, make sure you hit the notification bell so you can catch that video. In the meantime, as you wait for that video, make sure you also check out these two videos that I have right here. I talk a lot about being content creator, social media, entrepreneurship, and all the likes of that. So make sure you check those videos out as well. As always, guys, I appreciate you. I hope you guys have a great day, a great week, and a great life, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.